on ABC Radio Evenings. You're with Louise Saunders.
Michael Della Fontana, thanks for coming in. You posted a little while ago on social media that it was the 40th anniversary of the big family trip back to Italy where your father came from. First of all, who went on that trip?
It was my dad, my mum, my sister, who was three years younger than me. She was 8.
And you were 11?
And I was 12 in 3 months.
Yeah. How long were you away?
We went for 3 months, or slightly over.
Yeah.
So from July through to October.
So tell me the story of your father. So he was from Italy. Whereabouts in Italy was he from?
He's from the Veneto region, which takes in Venice as well. So his brother came out to Australia or Tasmania back in 1960. There was no work in Italy to see what it was like out here. He liked it. His other brother and sister came out in 1961. And then my grandparents, my dad and his two younger brothers, sold up and took the trip out here to Tasmania as well, to Hobart.
Mm. And your dad's the only one who stayed from that family group, is he?
No, his two brothers and sister stayed.
Right.
The two younger brothers went back to Italy in 63 with his parents.
Okay. So there was your dad. He's in a foreign country. He's got some relatives. I guess he had to start building a life for himself. Ultimately, there is a family. It's the 70s. There's you, there's your sister and your mum. What was the story behind the lead up to the big trip back to Italy?
Well, so my dad came out in 63. I guess he accumulated the wealth to take himself and family back there so many years later. So it was, I guess he wanted us kids to see the cousins and other family over there. So away we went.
Were you excited?
Absolutely. I hadn't been out of Tasmania since then. I think we went around the state, obviously. But to me, it was like going to another planet, I think. You know, another world.
Yeah.
It really was.
It was out of movies and books, wasn't it, the pictures? Did you have a sort of an image or a feeling of what Italy might be like?
Well, we knew about the Colosseum and other places in Rome to go and see. So, and Venice, of course, you know, that was amazing.
Mm.
But to be actually there was just unreal. Amongst it all.
Tell me about the send-off. One of the things that you noted, one of your pictures and other people from your family and others have sort of shared the memories of going to the airport when you departed. Big family event, was
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So cousins in 1977 were the first to go to Italy in the family in Tasmania. Then 78, others went, and we were the third, 79. But the cultural thing was that everybody gets out of bed, goes and farewells those are heading overseas, goes to the airport. So I had cousins turning up at probably 5:36 in the morning in school uniform because they'd go to school after. I don't know what they do in those couple of hours before after the plane lift.
I bet it was full of emotion, wasn't it? The goodbyes and the farewells and the do this and the say hello to so-and-so, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, seriously. It was so far away to go in those days that there were tears. You don't see that anymore, I don't think, at airports. For a lot of people, it's like getting on a bus, I think, these days, travelling.
Mm.
But over there, it was still the golden era, potentially, of flight and travelling.
Because there was no contact, really, other than the occasional phone call and letters, was there? There's no Skype or FaceTime or anything else.
Not at all.
What was contact with family like, pretty much in the 60s and 70s?
Through the post. But I recall growing up in Lena Valley, early 70s, we had one phone. One evening, all the family came round. And the uncles and aunties got probably 2 minutes max talking to family back in Italy because it was so expensive back then.
Yeah.
I think the bill was $100 more.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now you go and buy a phone card, away you go.
Exactly. Talking to Michael Della Fontana, whose family made the big trip for a three-month holiday 40 years ago when Michael was 11, 12, and his younger sister as well. Michael, tell me about the plane. I guess we had the jumbo jets by then, so travel wasn't too many stops. What was the trip over like? Do you remember it?
I think a bit turbulent, which I never encountered. I'd never been on a plane before, but amazing, really, to be on a jumbo jet back then. Have food served to you.
Yes.
You got so many freebies,
yeah,
like you don't get now, toothpaste packs, board games, cards, other memorabilia.
So once you got to Italy, what was the plan? I mean, obviously family, the big attractions, what was the agenda that, I guess your father had set, really? What was the plan?
Lots of family get-togethers, him revisiting his old town where he grew up.
What kind of town was it?
Probably the size of Longley in out of Hobart. I mean, in the heyday, it was a vibrant town of probably 150, 200. And now, even back then in 79, I think a lot of people went to the major cities to find work and a newer life.
What were those family get-togethers like? How'd you get on with the cousins? I'm assuming there were quite a few, were there?
Yeah, there were language barriers, but kids being kids, you make your own fun and so forth. Mm. And I relied on Dad to translate a lot. In subsequent years, my Italian's got a lot better, and it's pidgin Italian, but you can make yourself understood. Mm. But back then, it was facial expressions, I suppose.
Yes, and your kids anyway. You get through those barriers,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, and I have a love of Vespa motor scooters, and there was a probably a 50cc bike I found in the garage over there. So I took to that. You didn't need a license. So that was a lot of fun getting around the farm areas and riding around.
Do you think that's where the love of the Vespa started? Did you have that love before you went?
No, didn't know about them.
Now you've got one.
I've got one, yeah.
Then, of course, there's the sights of Italy. I mean, they're endless, aren't they? So was that a key part of it, to see Rome, I guess, particularly, and other cities as well?
Yeah, we got to see, we went to train down to Rome, where Dad had a cousin who was a nun. So we got to see parts of the Vatican we couldn't see,
wow,
probably by the regulars. Yeah, just the Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain, threw a coin there. So I've been back a couple of times since then. Venice we got to see. But we also, with an uncle and auntie, took two Fiat 127s. We hired one. They had one in the family. And we got to go to France and parts of Germany over 3 or 4 days. So on the major motorways and places like, where did we go? We went through Mont Blanc, Munich.
Wow. So, all at the height of the European summer.
Yeah. These major cities that put Hobart in a little town bracket.
It's like a movie, Michael, in a way, isn't it? It's like putting yourself into one of those movies about touring around Europe as a family.
That's right. And Dad had a Super 8 camera back then, so we've got lots of old footage, silent footage, which I put onto DVD for the family. My parents went back last year, so I made a DVD for each family on those 79 memories.
Mm.
Took them back.
What about the food? It must have been a big change, even from home cooking, but to be in Italy and eating Italian food. Did you embrace that experience?
I always loved pizza. Yep, pasta, polenta that Dad would have made back here, but to have the real deal over there. Lots of pasta. That's a staple. Every lunchtime, my grandmother would make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And then your parents, your father's been back more since then, but this first big trip, that was the big one, wasn't it? Proud or important to him, I guess, to introduce his children, his son and his daughter to his
Absolutely.
Home country?
Yeah. So I had four cousins at the time over there, or three who were, one was a toddler.
Mm.
But, to introduce us to the family over there for the first time.
Yeah.
Was
there curiosity about these Australian children, as to the life that you led down here?
Yeah, it was like, I think questions were the kangaroos hopping in the streets in the city and so forth? Just what life was like here.
Mm.
Yeah.
We sent postcards in those days too. Do you remember sending postcards home?
I did it up until recently. postcards are a huge thing. They still are over there. I was there a couple of years ago, 5 years ago, and you can still buy them. People still buy them.
Mm.
Like they do anywhere.
What did your school friends think about you having so long off school to go on a big holiday to Europe?
When I posted that on Facebook, one good friend who now lives in Adelaide says, "I remember when you left, we were so jealous. We were really dark on you." I'm not sure whether I was big noting myself, saying, "I'm going overseas, you lot are staying here."
Mm.
Maybe I did.
Well, it was rare, though. I mean, in my primary school, I think there was probably only ever one or two families that ever went overseas. It was just too big a trip, wasn't it?
It was. I think Dad's bank manager said, don't worry about whatever, paying whatever, just take them. And that would be unheard of these days.
Yeah. But that's the thing, isn't it? Because we're talking about families that came out post-war or a decade or more after the war, and you're so far away in Tasmania. There must have been, I guess, that yearning for that generation to see the homeland again, to see what had changed, I guess, itself.
I can't imagine what my dad was thinking, having not been there for 16 years. He would have been here for 16 years before going back again. So, and the changes he would have seen. The language certainly changed. He's to this day, still speaks the dialect of when he left in 63.
Mm.
So major changes, cars on the roads, that sort of stuff, you know. Travel, more people travelling.
Did the families keep doing it? Was that sort of the big one? And after that, I guess, well, you started to grow up and you have your own family now, of course. I guess it became more individual travel after that. Did the family ever go over back to Italy again?
No.
The unit of four?
No, we didn't. No, but being the 40th anniversary, I kind of
you want
approached
to go,
my sister.
Don't you?
Well, let's do it again if we could.
Yeah.
And my wife was okay about it. But it didn't happen. It's not going to happen, unfortunately.
No.
But it would have been, we could have revisited the same places and
yeah,
done the same things.
Do you think your boys are old enough to get a sense of that it is the homeland for their grandfather and it was important for you as a child, but they're part of it as well?
I think so. We, as I said, went as a family in 2014 and I took them to where my father grew up and other places where I visited as a 12-year-old.
Mm.
I think it instilled that sense of travel and family on the other side of the world.
Did you have film nights when you got back? You know, the old slide nights and film nights.
I went for a year in 88 to 89 and took slides. And I don't know whether I bored people for tears for my slide nights, but I occasionally still look at them. But,
yeah.
But certainly the video footage of 5 years ago,
yeah,
it took too much.
It must have been nostalgic, though, on that 40th anniversary of that trip as a child to go back and look at those photos, Michael, was it? Did it bring memories back of these experiences?
It was. It was very, like, kind of like yesterday sometimes. Yeah, and the people that have moved on, that are no longer there, but yeah. And where we stayed back in 40 years ago, the place has barely changed.
Yeah.
There's been more buildings around it, but the place I stayed is as it was.
Time takes its toll, of course, but there's still family there, is there, Michael?
There are. I've got some uncles and aunties and more cousins who would dearly like to come out and visit, but it's harder for them to come this way than for us to go over there, as in time-wise. They don't get much annual leave at all.
But I guess you'd have an itinerary if they ever did arrive, wouldn't you? The things that you'd show them and places you'd take them.
Yep, we'd do a road trip around Tasmania. I'd take a couple of weeks. There's much to see. Queensland for something different too, while they're here.
What a great family story, and I'm sure there are many more similarly around Tasmania. I'd love to hear those. But Michael Della Fontana, thank you. Thank you so much for telling your story.
Thanks, Louise.